Welcome to the Rage Podcast. We hope that you find this week's message encouraging. So I had a question. Do any of you guys like storms? Storms. Y'all are weird, okay? Mandy likes storms. She's like, they're relaxing. They're relaxing. I don't like storms, okay? I don't like when the thunder crashes and shakes the house because that means lightning came. And I've been electrocuted a few times to know there's a lot of electricity out there. I don't want to find out what that feels like. I do not like storms. I don't like when trees fall in the backyard or hail comes down and dents your car. It freaks me out. Mandy will sleep right through it. And I'll be like curled up in a ball, like praying in tongues. I'm like, Jesus. Jesus. I remember one time this lightning bolt like ripped across the sky and it was like, doosh, and thunder shook our house and I like dropped to the ground. I'm looking out the window and all crazy eyed and it looks all weird and I'm like, Jesus, are you coming back? Like, I thought the rapture is there, man. I'm like, it's right now. And then I thought something was really wrong because I wasn't going up and I'm like, ooh. But it wasn't. It was just a big lightning bolt. I don't like storms, but I don't mind driving through them. Now, Mandy doesn't like when I drive through them. There's like hail bouncing off the windshield, and I'm like, it's cool. You know, like semi-trucks upside down the ditch. I'm like, it's fine. Just keep going. Freaks Mandy out. So we all handle storms a little bit different. Bottom line, storms can be frightening. They're uncertain. The clouds blow in. It gets dark and menacing. It's a little freaky, right? At least it is for me. If you're a normal person, it's freaky. I will tell you that storms can cause a lot of damage, a lot of trouble. There's a lot of uncertainty when something blows in. And because of where we live, we often don't understand how bad storms can be. You know, you go in the south and it's like the sky gets menacing and they're like hunkering down in like a tornado cellar. You know, or Florida, they're like, oh, hurricane. And we're like, yeah, we had some rain the other day. Yeah, it's nothing like that. So we don't always understand the impact of storms, but every once in a while, we get pounded. We've all experienced it. We know what the weather is like when it shifts, and it's freaky. Scripture parallels storms of life the same way. It's talking about when troubles come upon you, when bad things happen, when it feels like there's no hope. Scripture uses the analogy of storms. We face the truth that life isn't always easy. Hard things are going to happen. Things that we don't always understand. Things that are going to disappoint us. That are going to let us down. That are hard to go through. But storms in life are going to happen. They will happen to all of us. Some of you are going through some right now. Maybe your parents are going through a divorce. Maybe you've lost a loved one recently or health diagnosis that isn't the best outcome. Maybe it's a relationship that you were in that just ended. Maybe your storm is you're like, you know what, Curry 3s are coming out and I don't have the money. This is a problem. Problem. And the rest of you guys are looking at me like, what? What? Maybe it's a possibility you're going to be moving soon and you don't want to go. And you're going, man. Uncertainty, trouble, change. Storms can be hard to go through. And I found in life that no matter what we face, the Word of God is our authoritative source for everything we go through. Scripture tells us that there's nothing new under the sun, but it also tells us that all Scripture is inspired by God and is useful for this life. So when issues come, when the storms blow in, we find a place of peace in the Word of God. So continuing in our series tonight, Will You? The idea of Will You is to ask these questions to challenge your faith a little bit. Will you go deeper, really, in your pursuit of Jesus? But tonight's question is, will you face the storms and still find joy? Will you face the storms and still find joy? Let's pray. Jesus, I thank you for every person in this room tonight. God, I ask that as I communicate the word you've laid on my heart, it'll just fall on hearts that are ready to hear. Jesus, I pray for what you want to do to be done in this room tonight. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. Have you ever met one of those like sickeningly annoying people that when they go through a hard time, they're just joyful? You're like SpongeBob. You're like, what's wrong with you? Everything's just happy all the time. It's like, yeah, my parents just died in a horrific car crash. Praise Jesus. What? They like have joy in the weirdest circumstances and it's unexplainable. I get annoyed by people like that because I don't know if I'd handle it, just being real, if I could be able to handle it the same way. Mandy and I have a mentor in our life who is just a joy to be around all the time. And her husband had gotten into a car crash about a year and a half ago because he had a stroke while he was driving. Now he has dementia and another disease that's kicked in that causes him to have hallucinations. He doesn't know who he is and he doesn't know who she is. She still honors and loves him anyways. And one of the darkest seasons, darkest storms of her life. I've asked her, how do you have joy in this? And she goes, because I don't compromise my walk with Jesus. He's the one that sustains me through this. And I'm like, man, it's interesting how that perspective changes it. And she's one of the most encouraging, joyful people that you will probably ever meet. Now in Scripture, Jesus gives us this awesome outline, this game plan for facing storms in life, but still having joy. And so if you brought your Bible tonight, which everybody here that's saved probably did, John chapter 16 is where we are at tonight. We'll be in the 33rd verse. But before you get there, we got to start in John 13. You don't have to turn to 13. I'm going to walk you through it. Four chapters we're going to go over, but we're going to focus on just one verse. So in John 13, you see the Last Supper that Jesus had with his disciples. This is the one where there's the painting, and like Jesus is like chilling, and this dude's like cocked on him, and like everybody's around, and you got like Judas in the corner, and he's like a bag of money back here. No, I'm just, you guys get it. Last Supper walks you through this, and then Jesus gets down and washes the feet of his disciples, one of the lowest positions, as an act of showing them true servanthood. Then he goes on to tell them what's going to happen, about how he's going to die, how he's going to be sold out by one of their own, how he'll be brutally murdered, all for the sins of man. And he says, I'm not going to be with you much longer. So, I mean, 13 goes from like this joyous thing to like, wait a minute. And see, the disciples thought that Jesus was coming as like this political redeemer. They thought that he was going to ride in and just take over the entire government structure and everything would be great, that his kingdom would be established here, but he's saying, I have established an earthly or a heavenly throne and the earthly ones will not overcome it. And so the disciples were confused. They go, wait a minute, I thought you were going to be like an earthly militant ruler. They're just, they can't wrap their mind around it. The kingdom of heaven is here. But it's through believers. It's as Jesus comes and enters into our lives. And so they're not getting it. John 14, Jesus begins to comfort his disciples. They're confused, they're troubled, they don't understand what's going on. And he says, this is the beginning of you facing some very hard, very difficult times. It's going to be significant issues you're going to come against. And then he promises for someone to come. That's the Holy Spirit. John 15, right after promising the Holy Spirit, it's the vine and the branches. He says, abide in me. Remain in me. Remain in me. Then he begins to speak of persecution of the disciples and followers. And he basically says, if I, as the Son of God, have issues with people, you're going to have issues with people too. Life is not going to be easy. Now, mind you, all of these chapters are in the context of troubles, of hardships, of storms of life. John 16, he says that their grief, their storms, will turn into joy, which brings us to 16:33, and it says this, I have told you these things so that in me you may have life. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, for I have overcome the world. I have overcome the world. A few truths I want to pull out of this tonight. The first thing is, it's not if you have troubles. You will face troubles in your life. These last four chapters we just summarized are written to Jesus' disciples, the closest people that he had on this planet that walked with him. It's written to followers. It's written to believers. He's saying trouble will come. Doesn't mean that if you don't follow Jesus, you're not going to have troubles. Doesn't mean that at all. None of us are immune. But the thing is if you don't have Jesus, you can't have hope. There's no hope for the troubles you're going through. With Jesus, game over. There's hope because why? He overcame the world. 2nd thing tonight to pull out of this is understand Jesus has already overcame. So if we look at this text verse and break it down, we lose a lot of what Scripture says in translation. You ever play that telephone game? If I said right here to Sierra, hey, Nate, take off your sunglasses, and we passed it down the whole way, by the time we get here, Nate might think I just told him to take off his shoes. It's that simple. Yeah, I'm telling you, take off your sunglasses. There we go. We're good. It's dark in here, man, unless, like, you're really sensitive to light. Okay, cool. It was distracting me. I'm sorry. It's distracting me. So what I'm getting at is you lose some things in translation. So if you break this down in what the original words meant, it says, I have told you, and this is Jesus speaking, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, the very place that you live and dwell, in your very life, you will have pressures and trials. You will be afflicted, wounded, and in distress. You will be persecuted. But take courage. Pick up comfort and peace. You are called to have faith and to put it to action. For I have conquered, vindicated, and reigned victorious over all that you are facing and can face in this life. That's what Jesus says in that verse. A little bit different than what we're reading. It's a little more power to it. Scripture's telling us whatever we face, Jesus overcame, and we overcome through relationship with him. The situation you're in might not make sense yet, but if you trust him, if you give it to him, if you allow him access to it, he will give you peace, and he'll pull you through it. The last thing I want you to pull out of here tonight is you can only have that peace if you have a relationship with Jesus and you allow the Holy Spirit to work through you. So these four previous chapters, Jesus talks about leaving the disciples, trials, troubles, struggles coming, but also the Holy Spirit coming to empower. He uses the word advocate. One who fights for you. One who empowers. One who's right alongside of you. See, he's not left you alone in the storm. He's right with you. That issue you're facing, you feel alone in, you're not. He's with you. If you want to find joy when it doesn't seem possible, submit your life to Jesus and ask the Holy Spirit to come in. He'll empower and guide your life. And if you seek Jesus above all else, the storms that you face won't define you. They won't. You'll find a place of refuge and peace in Jesus alone. As we wind down tonight, I want to leave you with James 1, verses 2 through 3. It says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. The testing of your faith. When you have things that come directly against your belief structure, when they rock the foundation of your life, consider it a joy because you'll persevere if you push through it. See, our storms aren't useless. If we give them to Jesus, he can use them for good. Like Mandy said last week, assign purpose to your pain. Assign purpose to your pain. There's a reason you go through the things you go through. God can use them. Allow the storms that you're in to produce perseverance. Don't give up. Now I've learned in storms, I think part of the reason they're so freaky is it plays on our psyche. It cools down. We feel the changes in the atmosphere. It gets dark. The sky looks creepy. Can't see the light. The wind starts to come. Trees are moving weird. It messes with you. But what we forget, it's not that the light's gone. The light's there. It's being blocked by the storm. I don't know how many times I've taken off in a plane. There's no sun. It's just dark and rainy. You bust through the clouds and there's a turbulence, which, fun. And then you get through the clouds and it's one of the most, it's one of the most beautiful scenes you'll ever see. Because above the clouds, they don't look menacing. They look white. These big, huge, puffy marshmallows. The sun's reflecting off of it and you're like, it's a beautiful day. But it's the difference in perspective. Because you're not under the storm, you're above the storm. Remember, Jesus has overcame. He's above the storm that you're walking through. Will you face the storms and still find joy? It will only happen through relationship with Jesus and Holy Spirit empowerment. Remember, take heart, for I have overcome the world. Anything you face. Psalm 46:10, a lot of you know this, be still and know that I am God. The Hebrew word there means to let go and to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I am God. Just let go of the storm you're in. Just let go. Will you submit to Jesus? Will you let go? We invite the Holy Spirit in and just let go. And allow him to do what he wants to do in you tonight.
Thanks for joining us for our podcast today. If you'd like more info on us, you can find us on the web at www.ragestudentmin.com or follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/ragestudentministries.